Welcome back. About 20 minutes after the hour right now. We are joined by the Vice President of Education for the Commemorative Air Force, Bill Shepard, who is also in charge of the Rise Above project. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Great to see you guys.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Rise Above program, the Tuskegee Airmen program that you have going on with CAF.
You know, it's been a great honor the last 5 years I've been associated with the Rise Above program. We've been on a coast-to-coast, and I'll say coast tour three times because we do in Canada as well. We have a traveling exhibit that consists of a mobile movie exhibit that has a 53-foot transport truck trailer that has a 60-person theater inside that it's enveloping our viewers into a great experience of the Tuskegee Airmen and also the story of the P-51 Red Tail Mustang. And it's been a fantastic tour, taking that all across the country. We do about 40 shows a season consistently. We run about 40,000 people go through our unit and see our exhibit each year. And over the 5 years, you can do the math, it's well over 100 and some thousand people have been experienced to the Rise Above Challenge. So it's been a great and rewarding tour for sure.
And right now, the trailer is here at AirVenture?
Yes, right on the plaza. It's right on the plaza or at the corner of Hangar 57, which is the CAF headquarters tent here at the AirVenture. So we invite everyone to come over and not only see the Red Tail exhibit, but our C-47 exhibit, That's All Brother. And once again, it's all about education and outreach here with the Commemorative Air Force, and we're very proud to be all part of that.
Colonel Hardy, how did you become involved with the Red Tail Rise Above project?
I just become involved with them to travel with them. It started, at Sun and Fun. Okay. I live in Florida. And started traveling, meeting with them there, and then at various places of Houston, Texas, and other places, Knoxville, just traveling around with them. Good. And there are a number of Tuskegee Airmen who used to travel with them, but not as many now.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite memories from being on tour with the traveling exhibit?
Well, one of the favorite ones was in Knoxville this year. Not only did we have a great time at the air show. There were crowds of people there and whatnot, and it hadn't been a show there in some years. But I also got to see Oak Ridge. I got a tour of Oak Ridge facility there, which is interesting.
Okay.
And then a tour of Clinton, Tennessee, where racial integration first took place in a high school there. So a very interesting place there. But the main thing is meeting with the Rise Above group and talking to people as they go in or come out of the exhibit.
What are some of the possibly misconceptions that people have going in that you solve when they come out?
Well, from the traveling exhibit, we travel all across the country, and we get really exciting feedback from our viewers and so forth. A lot of times, because we fly the P-51C model Mustang to all of our shows, and the first thing people don't realize is that the actual plane is still flying.
So right.
How did the plane get here? They feel that our movie exhibit truck actually trucked the plane to the exhibit. So they're quite amazed that we have a rare P-51C model Mustang decked out to commemorate all four squadrons of the Red Tails 332nd Air Group, and just amazed at that. So that's really the first part there. They're also amazed as far as what people had to go through. We have a great country here, and we are able to share on some great rewards that other countries can't share, and they're sometimes taken back a little bit about our own history and the things we had gone through, but they're really once again impressed by what the airmen had done to rise above their challenges and adversities to be successful. The story isn't always just what they did during World War II, it's what they did after they came home as well. These gentlemen here are doctors, lawyers, politicians, teachers, members of the community, and made a difference not only during the war effort, but also after the war. So definitely gentlemen have changed culture here in the United States and the civil rights movement. And that's some of the things we come across with our exhibit across the country.
Good. Describe a little bit, without giving away the whole film and presentation, can you describe a little bit of what folks see?
You know, what we do is it's a bit of a sampler platter. You know, we can't tell the whole story of all the airmen who served and went overseas. And one of the things I'd like to bring up is very important that we often talk about the airmen as being the pilots, mm-hmm. and the 900 and some had gone through. And as anybody in the aviation realizes that there's more than just the pilots to keep these planes going, and there's over about a 14-to-1 ratio. So the 1,000 pilots who train, which the math is, there's over 10 to 14,000 people involved in the Tuskegee program that we want to commemorate, not just the pilots in the program. So it's a really big program that we're focusing on and helping bring the story forward. So we tell people and we show people what the airmen had done and triumphed over adversity, and we give them that hopefully that taste or that bug to make them want to go find out more and get more involved with us at Red Tail or the Commemorative Air Force, but in their own community as well.
Good. And there are six guiding principles that go along with the Rise Above?
Yeah, what we do is when we tour the exhibit, one of the things we do focus on the six guiding principles as far as aiming high, believe in yourself, you know, use your brain, be ready to go, expect to win, and never give up and never quit. And those are the things that we embodied what the airmen had done to be successful. And even in my life, it's not like you can do every principle every day, but you can find, we call it your Tuskegee moment. And if you have a chance to rise above and be 100% responsible for what you do and look for that Tuskegee moment, you too can rise above and be successful in your challenges, no matter who you are, male, female, or what have you.
Now, the Rise Above Traveling Exhibit is aimed specifically at children, but obviously big kids like me get something out of it as well. Can you talk a little bit about the change in attitudes that young people sometimes have when they as they go in and then come back
out? You know, it's a transformational moment, and what we do is we pride ourselves in having the Rise Above exhibit the way it is. It's not something that's static that you would go into a typical PowerPoint presentation or a flat screen. This is a dynamic, involving, immersive experience when they go into a Rise Above trailer. We encourage everyone here today to make sure they make some time this week to come through and see themselves in our exhibit. But when they come in, they realize they can make choices. And a lot of times kids, they have the potential and they want to move forward, but they haven't seen, for whatever reason, given that permission to go forward. And by seeing the Rise Above exhibit, they say, hey, and not only do I see people who look like me, or I see people who had to go above their challenges, but it's okay. It's okay. I can do this. I can think beyond, you know, my station life. And the old expression, think outside the box. Well, our exhibit isn't a box, but when people come out of that box, they realize that they too can rise above their challenges. And a little bit of hard work goes a long way. And what I see with kids today especially is they just gonna want to win. You know, if it's the microwave society I talk about all the time, if you can't get it done in 2 minutes or less and come out of the microwave, they seem to lose the distraction. And it takes a long time to kind of go through and stick through and perseverance. And if you go through that, you will be successful. And that's what they come out of the trailer with.
Yes. And to keep the microwave going for more than 2 minutes, it is a very dynamic presentation. It's not just a movie on a screen. It's almost a wraparound screen with a really good sound system.
Yeah, it's a fantastic sound system. You actually feel one of our models with the CAF as a whole, the Commemorative Air Force, is everybody flies. So we have a chance, if you want to even fly today, you can go down to Appleton or you can go to Fond du Lac and fly in a P-51 or fly in Fifi, a B-29 or fly in a B-17. Everybody flies. And if you don't want to get yourself into an airplane, you can come into our exhibit and you can feel the sensation of flight. And that's the experience, the dynamic presentation we're able to do with this. So it's really a world of a kind, one of a kind exhibit, and a great opportunity here at Oshkosh to come and see it.
Right. And normally, at Oshkosh, we would tout the fact that it is also an air-conditioned trailer.
Yes.
But today, that's not quite as important. Maybe equally important, it's covered and dry.
It's dry. That? It's climate-controlled, dry environment that you can have a great time. But a lot of times when people come out, I will say it's not always a dry environment, because sometimes there's not a dry eye in the house, because it's that impactful of a movie.
It is. It truly is. Bill Shepard is the Vice President of Education for the Commemorative Air Force, and Lieutenant Colonel George Hardy also with us today. Gentlemen, some final thoughts before we wrap up this segment on Rise Above.
I would like
Rise
to
Above.
Say something. We talk about the Tuskegee Airmen. Everybody thinks of pilots. Mm-hmm. But this year we had a 75th anniversary of the Tuskegee Airmen forming, 99th Pursuit Squadron, 200 and some black men, all went into maintenance. That started first. Mm-hmm. I had to learn maintenance first. The pilots didn't go into training until July of 41, say. And so the first pilots didn't graduate from Tuskegee until March of 42. So the 99th Pursuit Squadron had its maintenance people for a year before the pilots showed up. It gives indication of how important the maintenance people are to a flying organization, just like all these airplanes out here.
Yep.
You have some people who put them together and make them run. So I like to stress the point that a lot of jobs in flying other than flying the airplane.
That's true.
And that's important. So.
Very true. Aviation industry is very wide-reaching. And
yeah.
A good point, just beyond the cockpit. And Bill?
Well, one of the important things is the Tuskegee Airmen story, the Rise Above story with the Commemorative Air Force is not it. It's not the end of our journey. And we often talk about that this is not a goal. It's not simply our commitment. It's part of our DNA, the Commemorative Air Force, to educate, and which is part of our mandate. So we're taking this Rise Above tour, and we committed to take it across the country and have it in every school in America. But not only stopping with that story. We're evolving more stories. And the next story we're working on currently right now, which we launched yesterday in our press release, is a story about the WASS, the Women Air Force Service Pilots. So that is coming here very, very quickly. We're starting the film process. We're bringing them involved in the process. So once again, another tour across the country. And the Khmer River Force is committed and part of our DNA to educate young Americans across the country for all the great things we've done here and for an aviation as far as a country. So we're really excited about that as well.
And we're going to find out more about that tomorrow. We have several of the WASP who are here at Oshkosh who will be joining us, along with a very special guest, a modern-day WASP as well. So I'll just give you that
little teaser segue, but the Khmer Air Force is dedicated to education and involving all our units, 60 units, folks, all across the country in 25 states. So over 11,000 volunteers are bringing this to you, so good. We're really excited.
And Colonel Hardy, will you be around the Red Tail exhibit throughout the week?
Yes, I'll be here through Sunday.
Okay, well, good. So we can watch. We'll look for you at the trailer on the southeast corner of the Boeing Centennial Plaza. Look for the Red Tail Rise Above trailer right there behind That's All Brother, that famous C-47.